geography plays a huge factor in the way that we're treated. Unfortunately, we're not on the doorstep of Leinster House. We are 4 hours down the road. Donegal has often been referred to as the forgotten county, and this crisis really underlines that, you know, when it comes to crunch matters like this, that is unfortunately very true. Also, just if you think about the, you know, the political representation here, unfortunately, we don't have a huge swathe of government ministers and TDs within the county. I think there's a calculated risk gone on here in terms of how much they're prepared to lose potentially politically. And those in Leinster with regard to Pyrite, or those in Leinster with regard to defective apartments, they have far greater political sway purely by the fact of their geographical location. And this is a civil rights issue. It is a civil rights issue because the homeowners who are victim to this issue, which is regulatory and market surveillance failure on behalf of the state, which supplied defective product into the market for years and years unchecked. We are the victim in the same way as anybody else, whether it be defective apartments, victims of pyrite underfloors. But yet we are being treated very, very differently. And we are not anywhere near the 100% redress that the government is continually talking about. And, you know, it is discrimination and it is a civil rights.